This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tiny little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. I believe if everything works out timely, I believe that comedian Rob Schneider is going to join us live at about 1:30 this afternoon, right after we do the news at the bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to talking with him. So we got a lot to do, though. We got a lot of news to cover here. Nicole, you went to the Seahawk game yesterday.
How did.
Was the crowd?
It was
a fun
crowd.
Still fired up?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, I don't think it was like the Denver game crowd, but
an emotional high.
But you know, it was a nice sunny day. It was still so warm. Yeah. So weird to watch football when it's warm and sunny.
Beautiful. It was gorgeous this weekend. It was just lovely. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. It was fun.
Man, that was a bad defense, though.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, at least it was a game where it was back and forth. At least it wasn't over in the first quarter.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, it was at least a little bit exciting.
Yeah, but that defense is going to have trouble this year because they're not going to be able to outscore too many teams.
Mm-hmm.
It will watch with great interest. Okay, we've got a lot of news to get to. If you're a parent, if you in particular, if you have a five-year-old, the push is on once again. The pharmaceutical companies, they're eager to get the revenues rolling in again. And so Pfizer has asked United States regulators, just made this request today, to expand the use of the booster for children ages 5 to 11. Are they doing this for public health? No. Are they doing this for individual health? No. Are they doing this for financial health? Heck yeah. So Pfizer says that elementary school-age children who have already received the original vaccine, they need to get boosted now. Now, why? Well, according to the King County Department of Health, if you're vaccinated and get boosted, you are more likely to catch COVID than somebody who is vaccinated and not boosted. So I don't know why they are in such a hurry to get it into the kids' arms, unless it is purely about money. Now, they say that they're expecting another COVID surge this winter, and they're hoping that if they can start injecting the vaccine into children, that it'll stop the surge. But they just want a surge of money flowing into them. Oh, the vaccines are free. But they just want the United States government to send them billions and billions of dollars so they can start injecting this vaccine into children. And they say the hope is that it will tamp down another winter surge. But isn't this interesting? Here's another news story today. The CEO of Pfizer, he is fully vaxxed and boosted. He has been injected 4 times. That's a quad injection. 4 times he's been injected. So he's as boosted can be. He just tested positive for COVID for the second time in just over a month. He tested positive in mid-August, and then he has just tested positive again. So please, please, please explain to me, Pfizer. You're telling parents they must inject their kids so it'll stop the surge in the winter because then the kids won't catch or transmit COVID. But your guy, your CEO, fully vaxxed, fully boosted, had COVID in August, so he had the natural immunities that come with that, and he just got COVID again? Sounds to me like the vax and the booster didn't do a ding dang thing. So this is all about money, and it is all about just their mad desire to not care if there are any long-term health consequences for kids who get injected. I was just talking with my daughters last week, all three of whom got injected because for both travel reasons in the first year when everybody was nuts, and they wanted to go out and see their friends and go to a restaurant once in a while. And so they all got injected. And like me, they've all done their independent research. And all three of my girls have independently reached the conclusion they're not going to get boosted unless it's mandated by some evil outside force. And that's what I think this truly is about. And let me give you an example of what else this is about. Because the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament that just concluded a couple of weeks ago, the best player in the world, Novak Djokovic, was not allowed to play because he's unvaccinated. He's unvaccinated because it is completely 100% unnecessary for one of the fittest athletes in the world who's in his 30s to get vaccinated. It is completely unnecessary. And he doesn't want whatever side effects. There are starting to be some studies. And I talked about this. I had all the numbers about 3 weeks ago. And I pray this isn't so, but we're starting to get some data that suggests that maybe it is having an impact on fertility rates. And if it is, and I'm saying if, because there have been two studies that suggest that, I would want more corroboration. And also, correlation doesn't mean causation. So I would want more evidence before I would just absolutely declare that that is so. But if I'm young and healthy and wanting to have kids, oh, I wouldn't even think about getting vaxxed or boosted. But I'm old and broken down and have a vasectomy, so what does it matter? But let's talk about what it's doing to the kids, okay? There's a band down in Clovis, California, and they have been invited. One of the great honors of being in a high school or any band is to march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Millions of people watching, and it is a time-honored spectacle and, you know, great entree to the holiday season. Well, Clovis High School, they are only the seventh California high school to ever be chosen in the 96-year history of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But several of the kids are not going to be allowed to travel because of New York's COVID-19 vaccine requirement. That's the same requirement that kept Novak Djokovic from playing in the U.S. Open. And one of these kids, his name is Sarkis Kalangian. He's been fundraising to be able to pay his way back to New York. He has spent months with all of his fellow bandmates learning the music, practicing diligently, doing all the fundraising. He was dreaming of marching in the Thanksgiving Day parade. And here's the father of that poor kid.
Some people that have had the shot, as you know, got COVID weeks, months later, and they're going to be walking the parade while the kids that haven't had the shot and don't have COVID are sitting at home.
Think about that. The CEO of Pfizer, who has been injected four times, he's gotten COVID twice in the last month, 5 weeks. Twice in the last 5 weeks. He would be allowed to walk in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But a healthy kid from California, because he's never been injected, but he's never had COVID either. And he's being banned from it. Here's the kid, Sarkis.
It's definitely probably the highlight of most everybody in that band's band career.
Of course it would be. It'd be a dream come true. But he says there's really no reason to inject that stuff in me.
I don't really think it's necessary. I think it's a big overreach.
It is. And for this kid to say, because peer pressure is so strong and personal desire is so strong, and I'm sure that there's a part of them that says, okay, just inject me and I'll go in the parade. But what a horrible thing for corporations and government to do to kids like this. to say, if you want to have one of the greatest experiments or experiences of your life, you have to participate. Maybe you can use experiment. You have to participate in one of the greatest experiments in the history of injecting children. And the dad says, you know, he'd be happy to get his kid there if they would allow him.
If I wanted to, I mean, I could send him on a separate plane and get him a hotel room if they change the rules tomorrow. But, I mean, that's not the intent of this. The intent is the whole band, the teachers, the aides.
And this kid is just saying that he cares about his friends and he's happy for them, the ones who have been injected.
Until then.
It's going to be nice seeing them obviously go up there, but he would like to join them obviously, but that's not the case.
This is evil. Corporations and government telling children that if you want to have the full, rich life experience that's available to you, you must inject something into you that makes no public health difference whatsoever. All because the pharmaceutical companies want to get these people injected against their will so that they can make billions and billions of dollars. Absolute pure evil is at play. And it's very sad for this kid. But this is what I've been talking about for years now. That we're in a battle of good versus evil. And for the last 2 years, I've been talking about that this whole response to COVID has never been about public health. You know, Jay Inslee still has emergency powers for another 34 days, 35 days, October 31st. Why is he holding on to emergency powers up until a week before the election? What does he have to do that's extra constitutional up to a week before the election? And as I predicted back in August, when I said, oh, yeah, he's going to give it up in October so he can say, look, my party saved us from COVID. Vote Dem. Absolute insanity. All right, next up in the Fastest 15. So, Nicole, they announced the Super Bowl halftime performer.
I heard.
Yesterday. So it's one of, if not the most, annoying artists ever.
What? I wouldn't say that. Plenty of annoying artists.
It was funny when on Friday we were talking about what will be the last song that I play out on my last show ever. And one guy texted and said, well, it's got to be Doja Cat, Woman. Which is a very funny answer. So did they invite Taylor Swift? Is that the deal? Is that the word?
That's what I heard, is that they invited her. She turned it down. So I don't know that I would want to be the second choice after you know that somebody else turned it down. But I guess that happens all the time. It was just probably more.
Maybe publicized. I say the person is the most annoying because I really only know one of her songs, and it was playing on it was a bad day for me. I was returning a rental car in another city, and they told me I had to return it at the airport, and I get to the airport and I say, oh no, you have to return that at our satellite place, which is 5 miles away. And now I'm running late. And as I'm sitting in the line at the satellite place waiting to return this car, and my family's at the airport, and then this song comes on. Oh, man. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine right at the diamond. Shine right at the
diamond. Okay, you know you can turn the volume down. Shine, you could change like the channel. I bet you know a couple other songs.
Like a diamond, y'all shine bright. Shine bright like a diamond. It's a horrible song. And that's her biggest hit. Does she have any others?
Yeah. Do you want me to play? Hold on here. The future seems so bright. You lost when I heard. Okay, this is like her piano version, I think. Hold on. And right now it's a steel knife. She was
such a taste. Me, she didn't even know his name. Sounds like Eminem.
There we go. It's a clean version.
Is that with Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard this song.
Yeah, you remember that one. She's also got this one. Please don't stop the music, I mean, it'll be a fun show,
this a
I
remix?
Think.
Are you saying this is one of hers? I thought this was a remix.
Yeah, I think this is a cover. No. Somebody else's.
I don't think so. It might be a dance remix. To be clear, there have been worse performances. So.
Okay. So
and
that's
no
big...
Pro Bowl game on the, along the football lines.
You feel they announced that too?
Yeah, no Pro Bowl game.
Pro Bowl's
there's going to be like a talent, you know, a, what's it called? Like a talent competition.
Think of a talent show.
Yeah. What's it called? Tell me
what
here.
You're trying to say.
Skills competition.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, in Vegas before instead of the Pro Bowl.
That's ridiculous. They got the only All-Star game that's worth watching is baseball. The NBA is no defense. It's ridiculous. Football. It's more fun watch going down to Lower Woodland, guys playing two-hand touch, than watching the Pro Bowl. So
yeah, nobody tries. Nobody.
No, it's ridiculous. Absolutely. It's an outrage, I tell you. Okay, and all that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Dory's Fastest 15.
Comedian Rob Schneider is expected to join us live right after we check the news. That's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Here, Ann, is this little L. King?
That's exactly what it is.
L. King, very talented daughter of Rob Schneider, who's not picking up his phone, I'm told. The perils of live radio. So Nicole's trying to hook up with him. So as soon as Rob picks up, we'll start chatting with him. I got some other stuff that I have to get to, though. You notice the gas prices have been creeping back up again. Here in Washington, they never went down as far as in the rest of the country because, you know, the president's tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to drive down prices to try to salvage a few seats in the November election. I thought this was hilarious. You know, I call King 5 News, Woke 5 News, because that's all they do now with the motto, stand for truth, even though when it's brought to their attention that they have a fake story up on their website, they leave it up for weeks. But they sent out a tweet this morning. Do gas prices always fall before November elections like some people claim? No. Check out Verify's data analysis. And I was thinking, well, who claims that? Like some people claim. So it's so stupid. I went to the news story on their website. And they had a hyperlink on some. And I think, okay, it's going to link to a story that shows how reputable people claim this. No, it's just one guy on Twitter. Not a blue checkmark guy or anything. Just one guy. And he tweeted, gas dropping down right before the midterm should tell you who controls the prices. So that's what the Verify team is doing now at King 5. We're fact-checking random tweets by random people. Ooh, stand for truth. And then they did a hyperlink to one other tweet. Another reason why they had to do this hard-hitting expose. And again, it's one guy named Ben Owen. No blue check mark, just some guy. Let me see. I'll click on his profile here on Twitter. Patriot, anti-woke, great reset. Okay, he's just a conservative guy. And same thing. He said on Twitter, gas prices are rising so Biden can lower them again leading up to the midterm elections. So that's what the Verify team fact-checks tweets by random people? And that's standing for truth? Because that's not a very good basis for a story that needs to be fact-checked. But this is why I check. You know, they call their team Verify. I actually do verify everything I talk about. And even though I don't pretend to have a journalistic-based show, because it's a news talk show about my opinion and the prism through which I view the world. But as I say a million times, I pride myself that I check things a lot better than so-called journalists do. So when they say, some people claim this, it was two random people on Twitter. And that's what they're standing for truth on. So good for that. And thank you for your service, Woke 5 News, as you stand for truth. Unbelievable. Then there's this, another misleading headline. This was at Channel 4. And I like the folks at both Channels 5 and 4. Don't get me wrong. But Channel 4's website had a headline today. It said, California becomes first state to allow undocumented migrants to obtain state-issued IDs. Well, no. Washington, for years, has given driver's licenses to illegals. For years, we've been doing that. In fact, the reason that I don't know if you have an enhanced driver's license, my wife and I do, because we had to go to some, I think it's some federal office. Where did we get our enhanced? No, it was just at the DOL when we renewed. But we got to pay some like $30 extra a year to have an enhanced driver's license, which means I had to show him a social security card. I think I had to bring in a birth certificate and or some proof of American citizenship, because the feds said if Washington State is going to allow illegals to get driver's licenses, then we can't do background checks at the airport, because there's no way to check the background of somebody who's in this country illegally. And so the solution to that was so that we could still fly using our driver's license domestically, so using our driver's license instead of our passports, they have what's now called an enhanced driver's license. So I believe it's an extra $30 a year. So for my wife, me, all my daughters went and got it so they can travel. So my family of six, you know, four of them adults, well, all six adults. Five adults and me is actually the family dynamic. But what's that? Extra $180 and had to prove our American citizenship because Washington decided to give driver's licenses to illegals. And by the way, if you don't think that that is involved in vote fraud or has the greatly increased possibility of voting fraud, and that's why California's doing this too, because the more you give official state IDs to people who are here illegally, the easier it is to commit voter fraud with those people who have that ID. It's all a big political game, and it's being played in the bluest of blue states because they're the ones that have the greatest desire for voter fraud for some bizarre reason. Okay, quick time out here. It sounds like Rob's not picking up, for crying out loud. But we got a lot more news that I have to get to, including, man, the story of that trooper over in Walla Walla got shot in the face and drove himself to the hospital. It is an incredible story. I'll tell you about that and lots more as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. You heard the story I did in the Fast 15, how this band kid, some band kids in California are not going to be allowed to go to the perform with their friends, their classmates in the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade because they're not vaccinated. And it's unbelievable the pressure that is being put on kids to do something against their will. And the reason I'm talking about this so often is because I truly do believe we have a mountain of evidence that everything that's being done to our children is to soften them up for what is to come in the years ahead. And I do believe that the World Economic Forum, which Jay Inslee is an adherent to, he believes in the World Economic Forum more than he believes in the Washington State Constitution. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But it's this globalist one world thing where there's just, you know, Gavin Newsom is a very popular person. Inslee's got his own page, bio page at the World Economic Forum website. So, but they want to see how much they can get away with. You know, I've talked about this a lot. Just stay home for 2 weeks to stop the spread. Wear a mask. Just wear a mask. Now, wear two masks. Let's see if we can get them to wear two masks. Ah, they did it. Okay, inject something. Is it going to help? Yeah, it'll keep you from getting COVID. And then people were getting COVID. And they said, oh, inject yourself again. But it didn't keep me from getting. Just inject yourself again. Well, it's stop the spread. Just inject yourself. Okay, all right. You want to go to a concert? You got to show your card when you go into Climate Pledge Arena that you've been injected twice. Boost. You got to get boosted. How much can they get away with? How compliant can they make us? How much control and rule over our lives? And the damage that's done to our kids is incalculable. I've heard this from many, many sources, but I got another email about this just this weekend. A 18-year Catholic school employee was telling me that when kids would transfer from the public schools to her private school, where she's a teacher, they usually are one grade level behind. Because public school kids just generally hadn't gotten as good an education as the private school kids. So in general, they were about 1 year behind going from public to private. Now, this year, the public schools transferring or the kids transferring out of the public schools are coming into this school 2 to 3 years behind. In other words, and there have been a million studies that do corroborate this, we've got kids who learned nothing for 2 years. And so now instead of being just a year behind because of a lousy public school education, now they're 3 years behind because of a disastrous public school education and combine it with government policies that shut down the schools. So, and, you know, I've played this a million times as well. The president of the teachers union in Washington State, a guy named Larry Delaney, this was in 2020 when there was early evidence that the kids weren't learning anything remotely. And he so casually dismissed it with this.
Our kids are resilient. I think one of the concerns as a parent, we have concerns that, oh, is my child falling behind? Well, my question will be, falling behind who? Across the country, everyone has missed certain learning. So if everyone is, quote, behind, I guess no one is behind. And really.
Wow. Wow. That's how much the Washington Education Association cares about your kids' learning stuff. If everybody's behind, then no one's behind. So let's just lower everybody. And now that's what we're starting to see. There was an Ivy League study that said the same thing. I shared that with you about 3 weeks ago, that kids have lost IQ score, which is odd because I thought IQ was supposed to measure innate intelligence, not learned necessarily. But we're seeing that on standardized test scores, way down, and kids 2 to 3 years behind their class. So now they got to go out into the job marketplace and compete against international kids whose schools were never shut down and who were getting a superior education to begin with. And now it's been turbocharged, the difference between our local public school kids and international kids who've always gotten a much better public education. This is a great evil, but by design. This is by design. Because the more poorly educated a population is, the more that they need government. Not always. Sometimes there are kids with poor education. I mean, I went to the Seattle schools. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. But the more poorly educated you are, the more likely you will be reliant on government for some of your subsistence. And that is the trend line towards socialism, which is being openly embraced in the schools. So my question is, I'd like to know if you have seen similar examples of public to private school transfer that shows a gigantic gap in learning. One other story that I wanted to share with your friends at Cairo 7. They had a great story. You heard about that trooper, Dean Atkinson Jr. He was shot in the face in Walla Walla, drove himself to the hospital. He's now been airlifted to Harborview, where his father, Dean Atkinson Sr., is standing vigil for his fallen son. And it's a cool story. Good job at Cairo 7 doing this.
Just a hell of a kid. He's in a condition that, you know, there's nothing that would prevent him from performing his duties as a trooper in the future.
It is, says Dean Atkinson, a miracle. The son who bears his name, the Washington State trooper shot multiple times last Thursday, will survive. The 27-year-old trooper, a Walla Walla native, who somehow delivered himself to a local hospital.
Drove to the hospital, exited his car, walked up to the ER door. It's a secure facility, kind of like this, and banged on the door. His handprints and bloody blood was on the glass door of the ER.
Jeez, that is a tough man. Driving himself to the hospital, pounding on the door to get in, and ultimately saving his own life. I mean, he could have bled out, even though with good treatment, it looks like this is not life-threatening.
And walked in. There was a blood trail from his car to the door. He'd protected himself with his hand when he got shot, and that's what caused the hand injury.
Soon he was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center, his trooper family already waiting outside.
Any needs that we have as a family, they're here for us.
And so, he says, are the people of their hometown.
I might get a little choked up.
It was then that this retired firefighter, a National Guardsman who serves with his son too, got emotional.
So I asked Dean this morning if he would be okay with me sharing his condition and his status.
And he has, thanks Cairo 7. But God bless our first responders and our cops. Just incredible, the risks they take every day in a society that increasingly disrespects them. We'll check the news here at the top of the hour. I'm going to go against type next hour. I'm going to talk to a woman about animal habitats. And I'm for releasing the animals. That's coming up next.